Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Every time I make a rhyme, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why, oh why. See, you must understand, I can't work a 9 to 5. So I'll be gone till November. Then I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yeah, I'll be gone till November.
Why that song of
I'll
all
tell you why.
Songs?
I'll tell you why. Because you said something while we were talking before we started recording. And I said, yeah, blah, 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 pero. And I was like, let me think of a song with some Spanish in it. And then I went to Juan Taramera. But the White Club version. And I was like, I don't feel like singing that one. And I was like, yo, I'll be gone till November. Shout out to White Clef John. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the No Chaser Podcast. I'm Tim Sean Durangsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
I'm Nikki Blades.
Yes, sir. Well, I think it's February that this episode drops, mid-February. Okay. Valentine's season.
Valentine.
Nikki Blades, would you like something in your cup?
Yes.
We might as well.
We might as well.
We're celebrating
back
because Nikki Blades is back.
I'm back. Wow. I missed y'all.
Welcome back.
You know what? You know, and I said this to you when I picked you up from the hotel. Mm-hmm. I said, Nikki Blades, you know what? I missed you.
And it sounded genuine. It really did.
It really was.
He was like, you know, now.
This... Right now,
I realized I missed you.
So I was dreading on the way here.
Just a bit. And then I saw you and was like, ah, friend.
I was ready.
Right there.
Oh, cheers to you, miss. Oh, welcome back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't know.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. It feels like a lie to me.
Oh, shit. I was ready to lie to you and tell you that I missed you regardless, but
yeah,
it was
no,
a
there's
genuine...
no point in that. Yeah. There's no point in that. I did really miss you guys.
Well, thank you.
And I miss the No Chaser fam.
They love you.
Yeah.
They really do.
So, they were so solid. Y'all were so nice while I was gone.
Yeah, we were, you know, look, I was trying to hold you down while you were gone.
Yeah. No, there was a moment when... There was a moment where the display picture on our Instagram changed from the three of us to the two of y'all and the outrage. I was getting DMs of just, so you're not coming back? Did you really go to jail? What happened?
We said that
I was going to jail. So everyone was like, and you know the conspiracy theories that happen online. They were like, they got rid of her, or oh, she's staying with this job. And it was really funny to watch, but
yeah, no, that's facts. First of all, I would have never changed the pictures if I genuinely thought Nikki Blades wasn't coming back. I was like, I don't think she's coming back. So yeah. I was like, it's time to press on and stop giving these kids hope. You know what I'm saying? It's time to get your dicks out of your hands, y'all, because look, you're not coming back, all right?
So she wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Surprise.
Out of nowhere, I was like, oh.
Yeah. All right. Surprise, motherfucker.
I feel like that's how it was. One day I hit you guys. I said, look, I can come back. And then it was like, bet. Okay.
All right.
I guess
we got to change shit.
Change it back. We've been telling people you wasn't coming back.
It was funny.
We had like a replacement and all.
Right.
If we talk about.
We had to fire a motherfucker.
What else is funny too? Hold on. Remind me about conspiracy theories. But it was motherfuckers in the comments like, someone's like, you know, we miss we need like a girl perspective. I'm like, I've had girls filling in every week. What the fuck are you talking about?
It wasn't me. They wasn't me.
And that's facts. And that's facts.
And it wasn't like they were filling in as a host. They were guest on it.
Yeah,
so, but it was
and people
funny
just like when something works.
Yeah.
And you change it. People are just like, hey, why'd you fucking change?
And I get it. I mean, you guys did hold it down and the episodes were funny as hell. The guests were great. You guys had cool conversations, cool people on.
Nikki Blades, you ain't watched that shit while you were gone.
I believe she was watching to see they talking shit.
That's right.
They said anything about me.
You already know. I was like, damn, Tim's editing videos now. I can tell when he's editing shit out.
I be cutting shit.
Yeah, you know. I know. So but it was... it was sad being away from everybody. And I did miss it a lot all the time.
Somebody was in the comments. It's crazy how people will really spew out theories like it's facts. Because when someone asked what happened to Nikki Blaze, why isn't she coming back? Someone was like, nah, Tim was getting a little too like creepy and she had it was like a sexual harassment thing.
Shut up. We don't have HR.
What? Yeah, I was like, first of all, yeah. Who the fuck she gonna complain to?
Right. That's
okay.
Who are we talking
Ain't shit she can do about it if I was exactly. doing all that. Secondly, no.
The way they say shit, like they just know it.
Yes. Too.
And other people like, oh, damn. And it's like, why do you believe this motherfucker?
Why?
Who is this?
And I feel like every time there's one of those outrageous comments and you see everyone that likes it, I high key wanna block all y'all.
Yes.
Do you agree with this?
Look, so when someone talks shit in my comments, I'm like, whatever, talk shit. If it's really annoying, yeah, I might hit it with a block, right? Something. You are annoying, you get a block. I make sure to tell them, too. This was a very annoying comment.
Yeah,
I'm going to block you.
Ugh, you're useless.
I wait till they react, and then I block. I want to make sure they see that shit, right? But when I see multiple people that follow me like it, I don't block every single person. I've seen people. Tony Baker will do that. I've seen
him
do a whole post about it. But I will go. I've gone this far when I had time to do it.
Right.
I will like go to, I will see everybody that liked this shit, all fucking 13 of those motherfuckers, right?
Yeah.
And I'll at each of them in a comment. And here's the thing about when you do it in comments, it doesn't always pop up immediately because there's a lot of people with shit, right?
Yeah.
I fucking wrote the shit down, wrote their names down, made sure to spell out everyone's name. Hey, you annoying for that.
Yeah.
Tell them, I can't believe y'all supposed to be on. Wow. What? I am disappointed in y'all.
Fuck.
Hit him with the dad disappointment.
Yes.
Dad disappointment is another level. Like,
look,
wow.
I'm not mad,
but
I'm just disappointed.
Very disappointed.
I just thought more of you.
I thought y'all was better than that, but.
But you know what? Clearly, that's just what you chose to do.
To each their own, buddy.
Yeah.
You know what I really wanted to do, but I never like brought this up because we couldn't do it? I wanted to get a dark-skinned girl to come do this, and then we'd be like, I'm Ten Chomp Tomasu, I'm Ricky Shucks, and I'm Nikki Blades, and never discuss it like they used to do in reverse with the moms.
Oh, on sitcom. My God, it's going to be full.
Would have been fucking great.
Or the daughter on My Wife and Kids.
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
Wow. Can you, and Viv me?
Yeah.
And Viv me?
Just, anyways, how you been? How's everything?
That would have made me laugh so much inside.
Yo, that would be so funny.
They did not tell me, and I'm sitting there going,
we got to do a whole multiverse Marvel race
oh
swap,
my God.
Gender swap episode.
Yeah.
Never acknowledge it.
Wow.
Did you see that South Park episode where they're making fun of race swapping and like multiverses?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so South Park did an episode where it was making fun of just multiverses and how like, you know, and race swapping in Hollywood and shit like that. And it was like, it was all the characters, Kenny, Stan, Cartman, and Kyle. Thank you off camera, man.
Kyle.
And it was all them, but they were like sassy, multicultural women.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And like, they were still talking the same shit, like blah, 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 fat ass, whatever, right? But they were just like black and Latinas and they were women. And
so
it was super funny for the point they were trying to make. But also, the characters, they did it in a way that like, they were all likable. You know what I'm saying? It was like, yo, I would watch this spinoff, you know? And I just thought, okay, we should do that.
We should.
Okay?
It would be fun.
We have a little petite white woman as Rikisha Shucks.
White woman.
Wow.
What is the opposite of me?
Could be Ricky.
Ricky. Oh, yeah.
Women be named Ricky. Like
that's
Ricky
true.
Like.
Okay.
Good point. Who would be me? What would be the opposite of me?
Are we gender swapping or just race swapping?
No, no, knock yourself out. It's your world. It's your world. You're creating it.
I say we could gender race swap her, but not style swap her. So get like a Latino model dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
But still leather boots.
Yeah.
Still right. Sexy.
Still sexy, of
strong
course.
Strong jawline. Good
of
hair.
Course.
I like that, Rick.
And I guess opposite of Asian Tim would be
Rick.
I mean, yeah. Just have Rick here be
a Rick. Yeah, get a tall black dude. Or a woman. Tall black woman.
Tall black woman. Okay. Bet. Bet. I think I know one of those. We'll have Amber Diamond sitting in my spot playing me.
Amber, we love Amber.
We really do. Not going to lie, when we thought you were going to be gone forever.
That was the one person that I feel like could easily do it. And yeah. I would be like, that makes sense.
Yeah. She just flying once a month from London.
That's what I was doing from the Bay. She just hop in. Amber would be great. Jade also would be interesting too, because you guys have really random conversations whenever Jade is on.
You're talking about Jade Ramey. Yeah.
I would say Jade and Amber Diamond are my favorite as far as like
potential replacements.
I would not bat an eyelash at that. I'd be like, ah.
You would have batted some eyelashes just out of.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been like.
You will batter, dog.
I would bat them.
You will batter.
But then at the same time, I would be like, but I approve. Do you know what I mean? But anybody else, I'd be like.
Eyelashes would have been batted. Eyebrows would have been raised with your Hawaiian ass.
For sure.
She would have left our group chat.
Once in a while.
When we were debating potentially getting a replacement in here, Amber Diamond would have been probably number one. But, you know, like we said, she fucking lives in England now.
Yeah, she's outside the country.
Yeah.
Over the pond.
Yeah.
Nah, she's dope. They're dope.
But, you know, but it's cool. It's cool. We got the squad back. We got an extra chair for when we bring guests in. So it's all good.
Yeah.
You know, we're good to go.
So now you get to sit next to the guest. I'm moving to the chair.
Do I also get to pick some of the guests?
Hell no.
Let me start picking some of the guests.
If they're cool.
Yeah.
No dudes.
Well, yeah.
I see what you're thinking.
Huh? Wait.
I see what the fuck you're thinking.
Wait, we just going to block off
okay.
me?
No non-creepy dudes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Only creeps.
Creepy dudes only and under 5'6". Yeah, 5'6" and under.
Well,
there goes everyone I talk to.
There goes.
Every dude.
But that's also... Every dude under 5'6", them are all creepy.
Imagine I just start casting everybody that comes in for the interviews. You'll be like, what the fuck?
Man.
It's just that.
Everybody's like this. Hi. I'm like, come sit down right here.
You know
what? Put you two on this couch.
You know,
whatever.
That's what's great about... you know, podcasts becoming the thing that I pretty do with majority of my time now. I don't gotta do nothing but sit and chat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I do these auditions, bro, when they send like they have me submit self tapes, it's always like, do the audition. What is your height? I'm like, fuck. What are they looking
for? Goddamn business. Yeah. What's the character's height?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I hit him with this because I'm 5'4", but I'd be like. 5'5". I tell them 5'5" in the audition. Yeah. But if it's for a comedic role, I'd be like 5'4¾" because I know that's funny. But what's funny is, you know, sometimes I gotta do these self tapes by myself, right? So it's awkward because they want full body shots sometimes.
Mm.
So I'll submit shit where I'm like, you know, standing on top of a bed and shit to get the full body. Like, standing next to shit just so y'all understand the scale.
That's funny.
Like, when you put the remote next to your dick, when you send a dick pic.
Yeah. Oh, I missed you guys. I haven't heard anybody say anything like this in so long.
Look,
you never got a picture like that?
No!
The smart girl.
They've never had to pull up the remote.
They must not be the same size as the remote then.
Shit,
I
wasn't.
The remote making them look bad.
The smart girls knew. We just like girls would send angles with their pictures or whatever. The dick pic had angles, you know what I'm saying? Where you can make the shit look glorious.
So remote gives you something to track it upon.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So here's what you do for that. Get a Samsung TV. Remote is tiny, bro.
Well,
cheat code.
Nah, dog.
The Apple TV.
I was going to say.
Well, they know that one.
Peep game. I use the Barbie remote. Barbie's Playhouse remote.
I got one of them remotes so I can take pictures on my phone.
Yes, she's like, wow, your dick is 5 feet tall? That's crazy.
Oh man.
Yeah, nah, but I've definitely sent some, you know, because it was different tricks back then, right? Because you used to, even back then it was catfishing before catfishing was even a term. So I'd like to think that we kind of it became like a meme almost. Remember, like, take the picture with holding the fucking fork?
Mm-hmm.
And when I was, so check this out, Nikki Blades.
Put me on, because
I'm going to put you on, because this is kind of crazy, right? This is kind of crazy. When I was in high school, my boy Angel in my science class, he was on these like old school picture websites where you would like just look at pictures of girls and guys or whatever. And he put me on. He's like, yeah, you know, like, just to make sure it's not a fake picture, I have the girl take a picture with a fork. I'm like, I tell him, take a picture with a fork.
Okay.
And then me and Rick, we had this show on Maker called All In. And I talked about that. I said, yeah, you know, just to make sure a girl's not fake, when she's super pretty, I'd be like, all right, take a picture holding a fork or holding a pencil or a fucking, you know, right, whatever, whatever. And then we started seeing that shit like it was a thing. Yeah. Like, girls were like, why did this guy just ask me to take a picture with a fork? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it was a whole thing.
Yeah. But it works, mm-hmm, because that the catfishing was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, boy, and it was like, you don't have a fork?
Yes.
What do you mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There are definitely people using my photos to catfish people right now.
There were people who would hit up the person whose pictures they're using and be like, look, I'm going to keep it real with you. Mm-hmm. I'm about to get this dude to send me some money. I've been using your
pictures. I'll break you off.
Can you send me a picture of you holding a fork?
Ooh. And I've seen the ones where the girls are like, you know what, girl, here you go. Get that money.
Get
like,
that bag. Yeah. Send me up. Give me my percentage.
And that's what's crazy is like when we were doing this, the catfish liar girls would get so mad. You'd be like, can you just, all right, cool, just take a picture with a fork real quick. Like, oh my God, why? Like,
you don't believe me?
Yeah. But like, oh my God, I'm out right now. I'm at a restaurant. Like,
they got forks at a restaurant.
They got no, the restaurant got no forks?
Pick up the spoon then.
Yeah. Shit like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So funny.
So wow. Funny. So then you guys decided to start putting that next to your teams and then sending it out?
Oh no. Putting stuff next to your dick was really like a size comparison.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
To the men who have ever sent me things, why have you never put objects in these photos?
Because you didn't ask, Nikki.
And maybe you were just grown by the time. That's some childish shit.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because I'm like, I've never been like, put the remote.
I used to tell immediately, well, because here's the thing, like, I've said this before, like, the dick pics I've taken, like, are such quality pictures. It made the shit look crazy.
Didn't you say you used to put, like, Drake on it?
The little Drake, yeah,
used to is so funny. Wasn't that your thing that you did a bunch of times? No.
I need a Max Wien.
I need a Max Wien tattooed on my dick. I put the hat.
Weenie.
I need a Max Weenie.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yes.
Fire.
Put it on a shirt.
I think it's time to take a new dick pic.
So, with the little Anita on it. So
just a little hat on it. I think it's time to bring it back.
Oh,
okay,
man.
So for background, for context, for anybody who doesn't know what the fuck you're talking about, let's say you just happen to be a new watcher for some reason.
Oh, we love y'all.
Way back in the day.
Oh.
When Drake dropped views. There was a tiny Drake sitting on top of the CN Tower, all right? And there was a website. It wasn't even a fucking app. It's how old this shit is, right? A website you could go to where you could put Tiny Drake on different objects, right? I had a fire dick pic in my phone. I refused to delete. I still have it in my phone to this day because it's just a quality looking picture.
Okay.
And I put Tiny Drake on the tip of my dick sitting there, right? No pause. Play that shit. So for the longest time, it was just a funny thing I would talk about. Like, yo, I have this dick pic with Drake sitting on my dick. No pause. So his was crazy, right? Now, because of the lore around this shit. Thank you so much. I was gonna say lure, but that's not right. Mm. The lore around this shit, whenever I used to do one of those like, I'm bored right now on a flight. What pictures do you want to see in my camera? It was like, the Drake pic. Post the Drake pic. It's like everybody asking for that shit.
People want to see that the same way people scientifically want to just see Shaq's dick.
Wow.
What is it? What do you got going on, man?
Please, we need to just, know.
Hold on. What would you do if, like, Drake ever asked you about this infamous pic that he's sitting, like, because Drake
is out
there.
Asked to see it?
No, not asked to see it, but just, like, asked about, like, so, Tim, I heard there's this, like, infamous picture of me.
That would be, that would like probably top five moments of my life if fucking Drake found out about it and want and asked me about it. I've met Drake once at a hotel in Toronto. I was,
and that's where they took the pic.
It's not Photoshop.
It was not. It was just one of those camera tricks, like when someone's holding the sun. I was just, I had my dick out. Drake was sitting on a fucking a table way in the background. We lined it up perfectly. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Oh,
nah, I mean, he's a nice guy. He gave me a look on the dap like he had seen my shit before. It was like, hey, what's up? It was one of those. Then that was it. But I said all that to say, that is a picture, and before I put the Drake on it, it was just a quality dick pic, right? But I've taken other quality dick pics in the past, right? I'm like, I'm getting all mixed up. Anyways, I've taken quality dick pics in the past, and so when I sent that dick picture to Chia in our early days, you know, she was like, oh shit. And I'm like, hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, this picture is very deceiving. Yeah. It's not as crazy as it looks. All right.
Oh, look, my God.
Aesthetically, I know this is a fire picture.
You had to prep her.
Yes, because the picture makes it look like huge. The
objects in relation to your dick change the way your dick looks.
Oh. Yeah.
There's been time. I don't have a tiny penis. Right? I just want to.
Nor do I. I make jokes.
I will preface that, right? I don't have a small penis, right? Okay. But I found out if you take a picture of your penis and then put text on that picture, the size of the text changes the size of the penis. So if it's big and bold, like, ah, oh, shit, hold on. Let me make that text a little bit smaller right there. You take it away.
It's really
but I have
away.
A message.
I have a message on
it was,
my...
There was a girl that we used to just talk regular.
Okay.
Through text on the naked pictures. So I said my dick could just ask a regular question. She'd answer it with some titties, and it was the...
What?
It was so fun.
That sounds great.
That sounds fun.
But I learned... Oh, damn, if this text is too big, it makes other things not.
I was dancing around that last statement because I was like,
people start doing math. Yeah,
because I purposely don't reference sexual things about my wife.
Yeah.
You know? But I was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I took this Drake picture, views, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, if I say I sent this Drake views picture out, I'm like, Chia knows. Just because of the background of this picture, I'm in my condo. It's like I was with her when I was. You know, so it's like wait. I'm like, okay, yes. When I sent the shit to Chia, I was like, hey.
I sent it to David.
Well, that's the funny shit, right? Is because like
I believe you would.
Well, no. I definitely just to fuck with him, I did send it to David. Yeah.
Hilarious.
And one time when I was with Matt Rife in New York, we were filming Wildin' Out, and we had got some food, and I told this fool about the picture. He's cracking up. And I was like, I'm gonna send that shit to you, dog, just fucking around, right? And then we were in a room full of people. I don't know if I told this story. We're in a room full of people wilding out in the night before, just talking about the episodes or whatever. He's sitting across from me. I'm like, I'm gonna send this motherfucker a picture.
Stop it. While you were in the room?
Well, in the room. Oh. A lot of people. I said it to him. I'm watching him. He's like, yeah, talking about jokes, whatever. So. Like, come on, bro. Oh, my God. Ah, man, look. I was in this rig one day, too. It's just like,
I'm going to be so nice.
You got to build a relationship where you send the homie funny dick pics, you know?
Yeah, that's what girls do all the time.
You be sending news to your homegirls, Nikki Blaze?
I've definitely sent my girls some, like, this looks good. What should I do with it? You know what I mean? Like, does this get, do we send this or not? You know, like the approval, not on some like, my boob.
I've also heard girl, like, I mean, I've heard girls say, I got taken fire news. I have no one to send it to. So they send it to their.
I have definitely thrown, I was feeling myself one day. Oh, and I'm like, I can't post it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got an OnlyFans. Can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a man. Mm-hmm. Can't just be sending this out. Right. I said, group chat, I'm feeling myself right now. Give me some approval, because if not, this is about to go to someone I probably shouldn't send it to. They're like, we love it. Don't send it to them. So, yeah, I've done that before. But never, like, I don't be sending my boobs to my friends.
Oh. Why?
I don't know. They never asked.
Mm.
I probably could.
Yeah.
My friends are cool.
Yeah.
They would be like.
Send one right now.
It's not how this works, Tim.
Girls, why do girls still send their face in their nudes?
Interesting. Do they still, after all these years?
I'm saying,
no.
Hey, man.
No,
you putting pressure on me. I gotta delete this shit now because you don't know when you're gonna get hacked. And then it's like, I only sent that to you. I'm like, oh, well, I got hacked. Why was your face in it?
If I think about the last sexy photo I've taken, any photo that I've taken and I've sent, I've been fully prepared for it to be exposed. Mm-hmm. I put that out there. So I've never posted something.
Don't put that out there. Well, niggas like, oh,
never mind. We're gonna pay for that. No, I think about it. If I've ever sent something, I'm very aware of the possibilities. Yeah. But if it was like extra sexy, my face was not in it.
I mean, that's smart.
Yeah. But if there's one where you're like, oh no, it gets out.
Girls be sending videos.
No, they
where,
who?
I'm where the
your
angle,
girls.
Girls.
Your girls.
Did I say every girl? Did I say you?
Your girls.
I'm just saying girls. Okay, I put it to you like this. It ain't just my girls, because I've seen them get leaked from other motherfuckers.
That's true. Yeah. Ladies, they...
Videos where you can absolutely do that without your face in it. And it's like purposely trying to get some of their fucking face in it from a shitty angle. What is the point of that?
The angle's not even good, babe. That is not flattering.
It's purpose face.
Yeah. Or I've seen girls like... diddling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then make sure that they turn so you can see the very distinct tattoo that only they have on their butt or some shit like that.
Stupid.
Like, God damn.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Just put a fork there and I'll know it's you. You don't have to show your goddamn face.
I mean,
fork over the tattoo.
I mean, nowadays, right? Let me ask you this, Nikki Blades.
All right.
How would you feel about AI? Nikki Blades nudes hitting the internet? Because I feel like some girls would feel very violated about it.
1,000%. I would be, because it's not me. I didn't make that decision to put that out there, or it wasn't like I stupidly did this when I was younger, or I did it when I was drunk, or made some excuse to where it was me. Somebody else deciding to do that?
Yeah.
Yes, of course it's violating. We know what it is. We've been on the internet for so long that you see plenty of things that make us feel some type of way. Mm-hmm. If that was to come out, and it really wasn't me, and the body was bad, that would probably
bad be, negative.
That would be way worse. Mm. But yeah, of course I'd feel some type of way.
Yeah, that shit, that sucks.
Yeah, it does. And
because AI's getting good.
It's getting crazy.
We used to worry about the deep fakes, which we've had this conversation before, to where you're like, yeah, we know that's not you. But then also, on the flip side of it, if somebody does take some photos... and it gets leaked.
Yeah.
Can't they just say it's AI?
Yeah.
Can I tell y'all this? AI, some nudes of me, do that shit. I want to see that shit, dog.
Ripped.
I want to see, fucking, like, tweet me AI nudes of me.
What would
only Tim.
I'm not asking
keep
for this.
Keep her out of this. Keep my wife out of this. Do that to me. I think it'll be hilarious.
So you know how you put the commands in? To get, into your ChatGPT or whatever you do. Tim, what would your ChatGPT nudes commands be?
What you mean?
Like, make me look like X, Y, and Z with tattoos.
I mean, if I was doing that, I would be trying to be funny. So literally, first thought that popped into my mind is, ChatGPT, make me nudes where I'm half man, half horse, centaur.
Eating a
cheeseburger out of a tree.
Surprise me with what species my dick is.
Have you seen turtle dicks look crazy? They look like shovels. They come out like this, and they have like shovel. It's so weird.
What does your browser look like?
It looks like...
That's not something you search for. That's something you come upon.
Yeah. That's something
and then you come upon.
Oh, my God. You guys are so
turtle dicks, BBWs. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop?
Someone married you.
BBT.
I'm single and someone married this man.
Yeah, yeah. Thank God she didn't check the browser history before
wow.
the wedding. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
How about you, Nikki Blaze? What's
I feel like her browser is trash.
Mine? Like, just boring?
Yeah. Boring or it's like, ew. Either one.
What do you think it, like, throw something out there and I'll be like, yes or no?
I don't know. We talking like porn stuff?
Whatever. I'm just here.
If I'm thinking porn stuff, I know you don't say this, but I feel like you type this to get the certain shit you want. Mm. I think cock is involved.
Ew, absolutely not.
So uncomfortable.
I know you don't say it.
I don't type it. I don't. 1,000% no.
Okay.
No, that's a yeah.
Look, BBC.
Sometimes you gotta type in a way you don't talk to get what you want to see.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true.
What did you say? Sometimes you gotta what?
Type in the way you don't talk to get what you want to see.
Horny slut.
You know what's crazy too? Depending on the words you use, it really does play a difference, right? Mm. I implore everybody, right? If you watch porn, type in, let's see, Asian slut.
Okay.
And see what comes up. Mm-hmm. And then type in Asian thought.
Ah.
And it's a totally different scene going on.
Dare I say it'll change who the man
oh,
is.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely. Everything about it is so different.
Might be some more tattoos on the Asian.
Yeah. Everything is different. It's crazy. Yeah. And no, I didn't just search that. I've done it for every race. It was an experiment. And the differences are like, wow.
Yeah.
For research purposes.
Yeah. It's so fun.
I got a bit I'm writing because, you know, I'm going to try my hand at some stand-up in April with my boy Super Ego at the Laugh Factory in April.
Woo!
But I got a bit I'm writing about how, like, just the way people communicate nowadays and just the way people, like, just think and talk is so different. It's kind of fucked up the way I watch porn. Mm. Like, and I've made this joke, which is not a joke sometimes. Like, you know, like, yeah, like, in my repertoire of things I search when I'm jerking off, BBW is in the list, right? Mm. So sometimes you might search BBW, blah, blah, blah. And I'll click on a BBW. I'm like, this girl's not even big. This girl is a regular girl. How are they going to define her as a BBW? She is a normal-sized person. Wow, this is crazy. Or I'll be watching, I'm like, I'll click on a fucking, like, a video that says, like, Mexican slut gets whatever, whatever. And I'm watching, I'm like, she is clearly Puerto Rican. How are they going to just identify all Latinas as Mexican when she's definitely Puerto Rican? Listen to the accent.
It's so funny. Come right there. I feel like I got puke.
Oh, go. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. So, yeah, back from our break. So if y'all want to come check me out, if you in the Long Beach area, Long Beach Laugh Factory in April. I'm not sure about the date, but check my Instagram for that shit. Rick is handling some business.
Yeah.
So we're just going to.
So my legs are filling in for him.
Look at that. Look at God.
Look at that. God did.
Look at the universe. Nikki Blaze. We didn't even talk about you. You know, of course, if they follow you on Instagram, they know you've been in your golf bag
Literally. Lately.
No Titleist.
Yeah.
You went to Paris recently with Lacoste.
I did.
Look, wow, you leave the podcast and you're evolving. You're just taking shit next level without
us. Yeah.
How was that?
Amazing. Mm-hmm. So what? I've been golfing a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. Met some dope people. They put me on. Flew out to France. Oh, Rick is coming in. Rick.
Interesting
experience. Oh, Lord. Actually,
let's talk about it.
Yeah,
we're going to hold the Paris talk. Hold that. Ricky Shucks, come back. What
God.
Fuck just happened?
Well, we were going you know what? We could talk about it next episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm here now, so.
Okay.
Break it down.
So, what I assume just happened, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all know I've been trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
I've been eating healthy. But I got here a decent amount of time before y'all, and I was left to my own devices. So, I got got myself a cookie. And I don't think it's sitting right. I'm not used to that anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've been feeling like I have to puke for quite some time. I've been holding it together. But then I'm like, okay, it's coming. So I run to the bathroom. I get topless because I don't want to accidentally get some on my shirt. So have that visual.
Let me take my shirt off.
Because my luck, it would get on me.
Okay, so you're topless in the bathroom.
Topless in the bathroom.
Okay.
And now I don't have to puke no more.
Okay.
But then it comes back.
All right.
Okay.
And I puke, but it's still like...
stuck in
there. Yeah.
Can I ask, are you standing, kneeling? Are the knees on the ground?
Yeah. I'm bent.
Hover.
But I'm really close because I don't want it to go everywhere.
Okay, so you...
Right?
Okay.
But I didn't want to get on my knees.
Right.
Okay, that's right.
So stuck in there. Then it comes out, but it's like just that little bit.
Oh, no.
And now I'm prepared for more. And then my stomach said, nah, let's shit, dog.
So now you're topless, but you gotta get butt naked.
Now I'm topless, and now I have to get
butt naked.
So I'm topless, public pooping.
Did you have time to put the thing down?
No.
No paper.
No paper.
Okay.
No
yes.
Paper.
Fair.
I'm yep. Raw button.
That's fair.
Topless, public.
Raw dog in that toilet. Raw butt.
Yeah. And then there's no bidet in there.
No.
So now I'm dry wiped.
Yeah.
But I'm topless,
yeah.
Pants down,
yeah.
At the sink,
yeah.
Wetting paper towel.
Yes.
To take the place of the bidet.
Right.
Oh.
Did you go to the nice bathroom with the window?
No. No, I went to the closest one.
Ah.
The closest one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Well, and then I had to rinse my mouth out and pop a new gum and... Oh,
now, do you feel better?
My ChatGPT.
I feel better. Let's no more cookies. That's a lie. But I shouldn't have done that one.
Well, my ChatGPT command is gonna be Ricky Shucks topless.
Oh, I recorded it.
He's running a big room and set the camera on. Get a tripod. Content.
Camera up, take the shirt off. Fold it in here.
That's so funny because speaking of ChatGPT and Rick. So Instagram stories, they got this AI stickers shit.
Yeah.
Right? And I found it the other day and I was just captivated by this shit, right? So I was up for like an hour just searching what I could make, right? It's lit because when I search Timothy Dallaghetto sitting on a toilet, I have enough shit online that it comes up with a cute little sticker image of me.
On a toilet?
On a toilet or something like that, right?
Cute.
Okay, and so Rick, the other day, I sent him something and he was like, I wish there was a better emoji for trying to hold in your laughter because all it is little cutesy like, like little face, like a happy face. I'm like, let me see what this Instagram AI sticker shit does. So we both, I guess, went off our separate ways, tried to search shit. But we both kind of made one. My search was, what was your search?
Well, mine was earlier in the day. I posted something and I wanted a laughing sticker, but I wanted it to look like me. So I searched fat black man laughing.
Yeah. So I sent Rick what I had, which was also, I'll put it on the screen actually. I searched chubby black man covering his laugh, covering his face while laughing. Yeah. So let me show you what we got, Nikki Blades. I added it to my stickers because it's, first of all, it's adorable.
But it was basically the same shit for both searches.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. Where the fuck is it? I deleted it. I'm going to send it to you here. But I'll put it to, cause it's in my little stored stickers. It's so cute.
Oh my God, it's so cute.
Yeah, we just gotta get him topless and puke poop.
Oh no.
How much would it have sucked if I ran out of here saying, I gotta poop, and I went in there and I started pooping, and then it was like, nah, we gotta puke.
Oh
yeah.
Bottomless, topless.
Well, I've been there. Where it was a New Year's situation, okay? And you know, when you're young and you're just trying to get fucked up, you know, you're drinking cheap liquor.
Oh, God.
This is before my liquor taste got bougified.
Mm.
And, you know, you're drinking shots of whatever the fuck, any vodka or anything that's laying around, the cheapest bullshit. We're at Petey Flo's house. We used to go to Petey Flo's house for New Year every year. And I remember specifically, because he always brings this up too, because it's so funny, feeling like, oh man, I gotta take a shit. But then I was very drunk, and y'all know me, I get butt naked when I shit. I've mentioned this multiple times. Not so much now as I'm older, because I'm cold. but I used to just always get butt naked. So there was one year, I was at Peter Fo's house, pooping, butt naked, drunk as hell. Also had to puke. And then puked a little bit, tried to move my junk aside. But then Peter always reminds me, he's like, man, it was so funny. All I hear is you screaming from the bathroom. Oh, I puked on my ding-a-ling.
Wait, like that?
Yeah, I was trying to get into the toilet.
What?
Yeah, it didn't work. It did work, but I wasn't full out like puking all my junk. It was just like a little blat, and like a little bit of it like got splashed on me because I was trying to move my junk aside. Not my best moment, but to this day, a memory that me and PD Flo reminisce on and share.
Wow, yeah. Way to bond.
It's a bonding.
And
then
moment.
I was like, get the fuck out of here. Why are you still in here?
Why are you watching with your camera out? Like, why is the flash on right now?
But yeah, well, I'm glad you feel better, man.
Yeah.
No more cookies, dog. You healthy now. That's crazy that cookies made you sick because cookies are what made Rick big.
Cookies are my thing. But I kind of feel like it was just that cookie.
Specific?
Mm. Yeah, so I'm going to try some more.
We got to test this out.
We're going to see what happens.
What flavor was it?
It was... I said, I just wanted a chocolate chip.
Mm-hmm.
She said, with or without walnuts? I said, without walnuts. She said, we only have walnuts. I said, God damn. And I took the walnuts. So maybe it was the walnuts.
Oh, maybe it's the walnuts.
The healthy part of it.
Wow.
Thank you for bringing up pastries, because I wanted to bring this up either on this episode or last episode. It's super random. It's not even that funny, but I wanted to bring it up. We were on the subject of low-key, like, oh, because I was saying to Blades that I was going to tell you I missed you regardless.
Mm.
And I was going to ask, have y'all ever got caught in a lie? Some shit like that, right? But I was at Hilltop Coffee Shop recently, right? And there's this lovely lady who works at the front. She's in there every time I go in there. She knows my coffee order. And I was looking at these little pastries they had. And it was these, like, sweet potato little like cake situations with a lemon drizzle. I'm like, you know what? Let me get one of these too because they look great. She was like, I made those. I was like, oh, tight. She was like, oh my God, you're my first customer. She's like, let me know. And I was like, well, I'm going to tell you I like them regardless, right? And we kind of both laughed. I had it, waiting on my coffee, took a bite. And as I took a bite, I'm like, fire. And I was literally in my mind thinking, that lemon drizzle was a great choice on my face. And I looked up and she was looking right at me. So I was doing this. Right when she was listening, cheesing all big. Like, it's good. And she was like, I knew you were lying because I caught your face. I looked right at you.
So funny.
And I was like, she was like, oh my God, I'm so glad I caught you in that moment. I was like, yeah, that was real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm but yeah, I said all that to say I really did miss Nikki Blaze.
And I saw it in your face.
Yes. And I really did enjoy that sweet potato cake with the lemon drizzle.
Mm.
And I'm glad you feel better.
Yeah.
And
we'll just talk about, you know,
lies.
Talk about life after.
Lies in Paris on the next episode of the No Chaser podcast.
Sorry, y'all.
It's okay. It's okay, man. Look, health first.
Yes.
Rick is on his weight loss journey. It's going to be some hiccup pukes on the way. Make sure y'all watch that. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, all that bullshit. Watch the other episode. Follow us on everything. Goodiebrand.com. Sick everything. Gang. If you haven't seen the live episode of No Chaser, watch it on Patreon. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shutz.
I'm Nikki Blades.
Bye.